Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Ayin Dalet. Says the Sefer Chinuch, Shelo l'shmoa tainas baldin, shelo bifnei baldino. One is not allowed to hear a side of the argument in a court case when the other party, when the other side is not there. Says the Chinuch, Shelo yishma dayin tainas o echad, shelo bifnei baldino. So point number one, we'll see there are a number of aspects to this mitzvah. Number one is that a judge in court is not allowed to hear the side of one if the other one is not there. Shenemar lo sisa shema shav. So that you don't carry, one shouldn't carry a false shema. Any, if it includes everything, any type of a false situation one has to stay away from. Vahatam, says the Chinuch, l'fi shebnei adam yidabru divrei shav shelo b'fnei baldinam. Somebody, if the other person is not there, then, you know, I'm not going to limit myself in what I'm going to say. The Gemara even says, Eid adam meis pondit b'fnei bal chovo, a person won't lie in front of somebody who knows the truth. So here, this person, the parties will behave themselves and say more or closer to the truth if the other party is there. V'tziva adayin al zeh, k'deish lo yachnis b'nafsho k'savav shalachan mehen. So it's roes hanolad. The dayin has to take this into consideration, and therefore even if the guy says, and he knows he's going to tell the truth, but no, that's the halacha, one can't except one side of the argument, if the other person is not there. This is what the Medrash says about this pasuk. But we will see there are many other items included in this. Not only is this a mitzvah on the judge, it's a mitzvah on the Baal Din himself, that he shouldn't start talking to the judge. He shouldn't be claiming to the dayan if the other person is not there. Is there on the dayan? Is there on the judge? Both have to be careful. Even if the dayan says, okay, let's start. You know, the other guy's late, let's get this started. No, the Baal Din is not allowed to say it, not allowed to start. And about this, it also says midvar sheker tirchak, which is in six psukim from now. But the chinuch counts it in this mitzvah. That's why we'll talk about it in this mitzvah. There is no separate isser of lying midvar sheker tirchak, but it's connected to this. This is also part of lying, because what does the pasuk say? Tirchak doesn't just say don't lie, but it says stay far away from falsehood, and that's. This is part of that. If I'm a judge and I listen to part of one of the parties when the other party's not there, that is not staying away from falsehood. And therefore, it is a violation of that asay. So therefore, that is also included in this mitzvah, which we'll get back to that, soon. Bezrat Hashem. The Yod Amr Zachronim Lavracha, and finally, also included, not only an Isra on the judge, to listen, and an Isra on the Baal Din to start talking when his other with the other party is not there, and is also included from the pasuk of midvar sheker tirchak, which is always an afkamina in terms of hasra'a, as the Minchas Chinuch always likes to mention, that because you could mention either of the isurim when giving hasra'a. V'odam, it won't make a difference because you're not going to get hasra'a malchus anyway, but if there was hasra'a, v'odam zechronim levracha, shezeh alav kolel mesaper lashon hara umekablo umeide de sheker. This isur also includes lashon hara, and anybody who accepts the lashon hara, and whenever lashon hara comes up, it's always good to review the Rambam at the end of Hilchos Tumas Saras, where the Rambam is talking about all of the details of Saras. He says, "V'al inyan zeh masira Torah va'omer, hishamar b'negat Saras." So Chorash Shirasah Hashem lakech l'Miriam baderech. Remember what Hashem did to Miriam. Hari Omer. Hashem says, "Hisboninu." Think, Mashi'ira l'Miriam Anaviya, Shedibra ba'achea shigdola mimenu b'shanim. Miriam spoke about a brother who was younger than her, v'gidlo usal berkeah, and she took care of him, v'sichna ba'atzmal atzil menayam, and she saved his life, v'hilo dibra b'gnusu, and she didn't even say something negative about him. Ella ta'as, she made a mistake. She wasn't bemazed out to get him. She made a mistake. Shehisvas oso lishar neviim, because she equalized the nevuah of Moshe and all other neviim's nevuah. V'hu lo haya makbed al kol elo dvarim. So she was big, older than him, and she wasn't doing it bemazed, and she had the best intentions. She just didn't understand. She was beshogeg, and Moshe wasn't makbed on it, and still. And still, Tsaras came on her right away. So surely, the Bnei Adam that are the wicked and the Tipshim, the foolish, Shemarbim ledaber gedolos v'niflos lefichach. So surely any other case, which is a worse case, lefichach roy lemi sheratzal lechavin archosav lehisrachik miyishivasan umi ledaberiman kedeshlo yitafe yitfas adam bereshes risham uvesichlusam. If somebody knows that I always speak lashon hara to a person, I have to make sure not to be with them, and if I am, to make sure other people are there. Not to be roas a nolad. V'zehu derech yeshivas haleitzim harishaim. This is what the leitzim do. B'tchila marvin divrei avai. First they speak about narishkeit and foolishness. Umitoch kachbon lasarib b'gnos tzadikim. And then they start talking about negative against good people. Umitoch kach leads to this and this and this. Umitoch kachbon ladarib elokim. It will eventually lead to talking about Hashem. V'kofrin be'ikr. The chulu mi garam, and he continues and quotes other chazals about it. But that is the isra of lashon hara is included in this pasuk, says the chinuch, and that's the Rambam in Tumas Saras. Okay, says the gemara, says the chinuch, shorash mitzvah yadua. The shorash of this mitzvah is known. Why? Ki hasheker nitav v'ne'elach ben yakol. Falsehood is disgusted in front of in the eyes of all. Ein davar mos bimenu. Where there's nothing worse. Right, a parent will say, hopefully Bezer will get back to this, a parent will say, okay, just tell me what happened. Tell me what you did. I just want to know. I just want to know the truth. Because if a child tells what he did, even if a child makes mistakes, but if he doesn't say the truth, then that, for a parent, that's too much. It's too painful, because that's the deepest message that we try to implant. Ki hashekos ein davar mos. There's nothing more disgusting. But we all make mistakes, but lying is trying to cover it up. Va'me'era v'haklalos bebeis kol ohavav. And curse. And curses will be in the house of all those who love him. Mipnei Hashem Yisbarach El Emes, V'kol Hashirito Emes, Hashem is the God of truth, and everything with him is true. That's his chasima, as the Gemara says. V'ein habracha mitzuya v'chala, ela b'misdamim elav b'ma'aseihem. And bracha is only chal on those who try to be like Hashem in this way. Lihi yosam amitiyim, k'moshehu kel emes. To be like him, just like he is the God of truth. That's how we have to be like him. So separate mitzvahs d'oraisa, which we'll get to. But this is based on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's mitzvah, MS. The Gemara in Shabbos, we've quoted before, the Gemara in Shabbos of the Kuf Dalet. Right? This is the secret of the Aleph Beis. So you remember where it is. Shabbos Kuf Dalet. It's the code. Kuf Dalet. The code of the whole Jewish alphabet is right at Shabbos Kuf Dalet. It goes through why every letter is where it is. Aleph Beis, Aleph Bina, Gimel Dalet, Gimel Dalim. It goes through all of the letters of the Aleph Beis, every symbolism of every little letter. Why is the Kuf facing the Reish? Why is the Reish turned away from the Kuf? Every little tiny detail of this amazing alphabet of ours is discussed there. So the last two, it says Shin Tav, Shin is Sheker, Tav is MS, Shin is for Sheker, Tav is for MS at the end of the word. And then it says, my time up. Sheker makarve, and it says earlier that the chosam of Hashem is MS. So then it says, what is Sheker? The letters are all close. Kufrei Shin. All the letters are very close to each other. And MS is Merach Kimile. They're all separate. Aleph is the beginning of the Aleph base. Tav is all at the end. And Mem is right in the middle. Because Shikra Shchiach Kushalo Shchiach. Because Sheker is so prevalent. It's so common. It's right next to each, all the letters are next to each other to show like it's right near us. MS, you know, to find somebody who's MS is very, an MS take a person, it's few and far between. Sheker is very common, and therefore we have to make sure that we overcome it. There's even an amazing story told in the Medrash. The Medrash in Vayikra Rabba Perek Vav. Some might be familiar with the Medrash, the Gemara talks about it as well. There was an Uvda, there was a story with Bartalmion. Bartalmion owed somebody money. Uvda havi da'avkin chad gavrei gabi Bartalmion, kufti narin. Ozal ba'al lahon minei. Amalei mafkadis biyadach, masaris biyadach. I already gave it to you. He's like, swear to me that I gave it to you. So he says, okay, hold on a second. He goes outside for a minute. He goes, he takes a reed, and he stuffs all the money into the reed, and then he comes back in using the reed as a cane. And he says, okay, I'll swear. Pass me the Sefer Torah. Take my reed. So he gives over the reed, and he says, I swear that I gave it to you already. That's the sheker, the chokmah that somebody comes up with. So he said, yeah, give it to him the cane, which is the money. So the guy was so upset, he threw the cane, he threw the reed down on the floor, it smashed open and all the money fell out, and Bartalmion was found out. But we see from here that sheker, people go through such lengths to cover up, to try to lie. But that's why we need this mitzvah. And not only not to lie, but tirchok, stay far away from it, which includes the dayan, not listening, which includes this case of Bartalmion, even though he didn't say a falsehood, but all of these are included in the in the Yisr. The Gemara even points out that the letters for Sheker's not going to last. Even the letters for Sheker, it's all pointy. It's very shaky letters. Shin is pointy on the bottom with three things coming out of it. Kuf has two single legs to stand on. And Resh also is wobbly. But MS, all the letters have two solid feet. Aleph, Mem, Tav, two solid feet, because MS is Ka'i, says the Gemara, and Sheker is Lokai. As the Chinuch just said as well, the Midah of Hashem is MS. What do you see, a remez to that? We mentioned this a couple of years, last year, I think, in a beautiful thought from the Otzar HaTfilas. In the bottom of the Siddur, in the bottom of the Otzar HaTfilas Siddur, is the Pirish Iyun Tfila. And on Shema, he quotes a chiddush from Rabbi Pinchas, Baal Siddur Shahar Rachamim, who said the following chiddush, and he showed it to the Gra, and the Gra liked it. So if you get a haskalah from the Gra, you know you were in good shape. So he says, what's the vart? Lefi daito, nos du shisha asar hatarim o'ela min emes ad v'yafe, the 16 words after Shema in the morning, MS, V'yatzav, V'nacham, V'cham, V'yashav, V'nem, V'op, all of those 16 words are B'Turkiyim, B'Haskama, L'Shisha Asar, Ha'inyanim, Asher Izbaru, B'Shisha Asar, P'suki, Shnei Parshios, B'Shonos. The first two Parshios of Kriya Shema have altogether 16 P'sukim. Each of these words parallel another one of the psukim. So the first, for example, the first pasuk Shema Yisrael is parallel to Emes. The second pasuk of Yahavta is parallel to V'yatzav. So the third pasuk is V'hayu Advarim is parallel to V'nachon. And he goes through here in the Iyun Tefila how each one connects to the phrase. But the first one is Shema Yisrael Shem Alkin Hashem Echad. Hashem is ultimate. Hashem is one. MS. That's MS. Because the Chosam Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu is MS. It all comes from him. That is the Chosam of Hashem. That's in the Iyun Tefila. And again, Sheker, we have to make sure that we don't let it overcome, because it's very common. And if we have time at the end, we'll even mention a Medrash from Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, who also talks about how Sheker is so common. And we have to try to minimize. That's why we are various mitzvahs that distance us from the emes, from lying and keeping us to emes. Continuing the chinuch, v'lihi yosam rachamim kamoshi yadushu rachum. Just like we are told to be like Hashem in the world of emes, we're told to be like Hashem in the world of rachamim. V'lihi yosam gom lechasadim kamoshu rav chesed, to be gom lechesed like he's rav chesed. Aval kol mi shema'asav behefach midos of atovos. And Rachman al-Islan, if somebody does the opposite of then good deeds, v'hem ba'alei ha-sheker sheheim behefach midos ha-mamish. But if somebody is involved in sheker, which is the opposite, exact opposite of Hashem's midos, kemochein tanuach aleihem la'olam mashu hefach midosav. If you act differently than Hashem, then you're going to get differently from Hashem. Hashem is the ultimate tov. If we don't act like Hashem, we're not going to get tov. Rachmana litzlan, v'hefach midos ha-bracha shibo hiyam e'ir ba'klala, which is the opposite of bracha, which is klala, v'hefach ha-simcha v'ha-shalom v'ha-tainuk, the opposite of happiness and peace and tainug, shehemi tohu ada'aga v'aktata v'atzar, which is pain and arguments and worry, kol eila chalak adam resha me'elokim. V'yalkein, and because of all this, his hirtanu atola harchik v'na sheker harbe. That's why the Torah tells us to get far away from sheker. K'mo shekasa midva sheker tirchok, as the pasuk says. Remember, the chinuch links this mitzvah of losisa shem hashav with midva sheker tirchok. It's one avera. Stay away from all falsehood, meaning not to lie and also not to do anything, which is a situation of trickery or lie, which is the exact case where letting a one party talk before the other one comes. V'hine, and the Chinuch points out what many Mefarshim say, his kirib olashen richuk. It doesn't just say midvar sheker, don't do. How many averis does it say don't even get close to it? Midvar sheker tirchuk. And yet, that's the one. This is the one. Why larov miuso? Again, he says because it's so disgusting. Mashal is kirakim b'kol shari asaris. Doesn't say this in anywhere else. Like Maran Chulin says on Daf Mem Dalid, you have to be harchek mina kiur umin hadome umin hadome ladome. Anything connected, we have to make sure to stay far away from. So that is the. That is what the Chinuch said. Umitzad arichuk, he's your tanish, lonata, ozino, klal, shum davar, shnachshum, shu sheker. We shouldn't even listen. V'yava mishin on yodim, bebarishi, yehei, osu adavar sheker. Even if we're not sure exactly if it's sheker or not, he goes to Gemara Chulin, which I just quoted, we have to stay far from it. Ube imre midos ba'kadosh baruch hu, hu yisaleh, ani nimshach b'davar acher, divar abosin, zechron lavracha, shichzoy la baruch hu, ashim midos asana makablam. Remember, all midos are mitzad us, but we do describe Hashem in that way, just to make it understandable for ourselves. Rabbi Simon in his Sefer, in the Imre Baruch, on this pasuk, on page Kuf Lamed Aleph, he discusses that this is not only an avera for ourselves and a value for ourselves. This is something that from a young age we have to implant into children. The Gemara says in Sukkah Daf Mem Vav, the name of Rabbi Zeira, Lo Lema Inish Liyanuka Tiavino Lachamidu. When you have a child, you shouldn't say that you're going to give him something, but Lo Yavle, and not give him. He'll think, okay, this is how adults act, this is how I'm supposed to act. Children pick up on everything, right? The easiest example, the common example is always given when we go somewhere waiting online to buy tickets for something, and we have a child who's on the border. Is he a child? Is he going to have to pay or not? Is he going to get the child rate or not? It's a greater value to be truthful, even if I have a very short son and he can get away or something like that. Very truthful to teach our children the lesson. It's worth our extra couple of shkalim to be able to teach my son that it doesn't matter what, you tell the truth, we tell the truth, that is the value. That's what the Gemara says in Sukkah. We have to make sure that we implant this value into our children. He quotes from the Shlach Kadosh that there was a person who always, every time his children did something wrong, he just came to them, he disciplined them, he says, whoever tells me the truth what happened, I'll give them a reward. Even if they did something wrong, if they tell the truth, I'll give you something. And if you don't tell me the truth, oy vavoy, you should be very worried. And he says, that's what this person who always tell the truth in Yerushalayim, because that's what his father did, that's what his father implanted in him. Even if he ever did something wrong, as long as he told the truth, his father gave him a pat on the back. Obviously, maybe punished him for the act that he did before, but always give him a pat on the back for being truthful. The Gemara even tells us in Sanhedrin, on Daf Tzadik Zion, there was a place called Kushta, which means truth in Aramaic. There was a place called Kushta that all of its inhabitants never lied. Never lied. And one time, there was somebody who came to live with them for a couple of years, and one time, the husband was in the shower, and the woman answers the door, and somebody says, it's so-and-so at home, and she says, I'm sorry, it was the man who answered the door, and the wife was in the shower. So somebody comes to the door and says, it's so-and-so home, and he didn't want to say his wife was in the shower, it was a little not serious, he said, oh, she's not home. She's not home. And the Gemara says, Mesu Shnei Banav. Tragedy struck. Unbelievable. Maral says, why? They were on such a high level in the world of MS, so he says that he couldn't, it was too delicate a balance, and you weren't allowed, that wasn't a value in that place of Kushta to be able to do such a thing, to be able to lie, even in that case. Could have said something, she can't come right now. Could have done something else, which wouldn't have been an outright lie. We know, Midini HaMitzvah, skipping out to the next paragraph, Midini HaMitzvah, Mashamar Zachon HaLevracha, there are various halachas related, let's just say a well-known one, and then we'll get to what the Chinuch says, related to Midrash HaKa Tirchuk, there are some exceptions to the rule. You know, maybe in a normal case, in the Kushta case, like most of us would have said, Al Tznius, it's okay to lie, it's okay to come made up with a story, that is something. Let's say if somebody calls, and our father says, or we don't want to talk to them, what would we say? Oh, my father doesn't want to talk to you. No, what did we say? We'll say he's not available. He can't come to the phone, even though he's sitting right there and he's telling us. But again, that's called the principle of Mishana Mipnei HaShalom. That's the Gemara in Yevamos Daf Samachei. The Gemara gives a number of examples of what the one is allowed to, quote-unquote, lie in order to keep Shalom amongst families, amongst people. The Gemara first says, the brothers came to Yosef after Yaakov died and said, Yaakov told us to tell you that you shouldn't be mad at us. Even though Yaakov never said that, it's to keep brothers together. Or Rabbi Nassan said, maybe it was like Shmuel said. Shmuel says, "How am I going to go to Shaul? He's going to kill me. If I'm met with anybody, I'm going to say that I'm going to bring a carbon instead of saying I'm going to anoint David, which would make Shmuel very upset. I'm going to go there." So again, Shmuel lied. And finally, the example that Rashi quotes in Sefer Bereishis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, Kaviyachol, lied after Sarah laughed and said, "I'm going to have a son. I'm so old, and my husband's so old." HaKadosh Baruch Hu only told Abraham that Sarah had said that she was so old, not that she said that he is so old as well. Mishana Mipnei HaShalom. There is a discussion in the Achronim. Rabbi Daniel Feldman, a chaver of mine, in one of his books, in The Right and the Good, he has the Chakira in the chapter, not to be brutally honest, lying for the sake of peace. When we say Mishana Mipnei HaShalom, is that what we would call a Hutra or a Dechuya type of relationship? Do we say that you're lying, but you're allowed to lie here, Mipnei HaShalom? Or do we say that no, in this type of circumstances, it's not called a lie. The Isser of Midrash Sheker Tuchak is a limited Isser. Whenever you have a situation of shalom, so then there's no iser, and there's no iser of lying, and therefore just do mishad shalom or mishad kavod abrius, like the famous Gemara in Ksubis in Daf Yud Zayin. Kesa Meraktim Lefnei Akala. What does Basil say? Kalanah v'chasuta. Doesn't matter what she is. Not only because beauty's in the eyes of the beholder. Not only because of that. But because this is what one has to do. It's an interesting discussion. The machlokas that Rabbi Feldman quotes. Is this do you have to or you can. Is it a mitzvah? So that might be relate to this issue. Does the iser exist or not? Is it totally wiped out? Comes up very halacha lamaisa as well. Quotes there, the Rav Avadia has a tshuva and the Marshag has a tshuva. How much do kalas, the question that Rav Avadia and the Marshag discuss is, let's say there's a woman who had somewhat of a sordid past, and she had a baby before, and now she gets remarried, and somehow the husband does not realize that she wasn't a psula, or maybe she was, and maybe she didn't think she had a baby, and they had a boy, and the husband's about to do a pidyon haben. Does the woman have to tell him that it's not really a pidyon haben? It's not really a bachar? That's the discussion. So people think, of course she has to, but again, this is going to ruin the marriage. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's name is erased to save a marriage. So could a person say, let somebody else say Shem Hashem b'shogeg? Still a bracha of Atala, according to many Rishonim, is only in the Siddur Rabbanan, but according to the Rambam is daraisa, so would we allow it there? So, they go, again, no psak here, but again, in that specific case, Rav Avadia allowed the bracha. Right, allow the bracha pidyon haben because of this b'shana b'nei shalom, and therefore one doesn't have to say in this case, because that's the only issur. Again, there are many examples of that. Aaron HaKohen, the Avos Rabbi Nassan tells us in Perek Yud Beis, he used to go over to people who had a fight and say, you know, so-and-so wants to make up, so-and-so feels bad and he wants to make up. Right on, the Rashi quotes that on the Mishnah in Perkei Avos, Oiv Shalom V'Rodev Shalom, so Aaron HaKohen himself did it. So this is allowed, this is a limit of this issur. Midini a mitzvah, 2 more minutes. Mashamar zechoron lavracha. What else is included in the mitzvah? Shekal dayin, sheyodea bedinshu maruma. Shechayv l'stalik mimenu. Let's say a dayin is about to paskin, but he knows there's something fishy here. He can't put his finger on it. The edim testified, and there was cross-examination, but there's something fishy here. The halacha is he's not allowed to paskin. That's called a din maruma. It's something there. He has to remove himself. He has to remove himself. There's an issur to remove yourself based on fear. That's later on in the Torah. In Sefer Dvarim, Lo Sagru Mipnei Ish. But if it's based on the fact that he feels something's fishy, so he says he's not allowed to paskin. That's learned out from this. If you look there in that Gemara, Shvuas Laman Mabeis Laman Aleph Laman Aleph, there are 13 halachas, 13 situations which are learned out from this halach, from the case of Midvar Sheker Tirchak. 13 cases that the dayan has to be aware of. He quotes others, Vashvachim Agdolim Shemeshavchim Chachamim. He says, look in Sanhedrin, look in Shavuos and Daf Lamed Aleph. How do you know that two people aren't supposed to stand in front of the judge, one wearing a suit, one wearing rags? How do you know that a dayan shouldn't say, well, I'll give him the money and I'll just, get him the money back afterwards? All these cases of, Midvasheker Tirchak, is quoted on Lamed Amabez and Lamed Aleph. Amid Allah. There, Masechta Shavuos. From the Hekat B'chol Makom B'chol Zman, the Mishnah applies always. B'schar Mevlo Ben Akevis. The specific judge halacha only applies to men because they are the judges. But regarding the party and regarding Midvar Sheker Tirchak, that obviously applies to all people. The Over Allah Harik Over Amitzas Melech. Anybody violates in Nisad Araisa. But no Malchus could this Alav Shein B'Maisa. In the footnote, he points out maybe this should be Alav Shebe Klalos, not just Alav Shein B'Maisa. That's his discussion. One last point, in the Minchas Chinuch and Oz Beis, he assumes that this might be a mitzvah that is included in the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. It's part of dinim, keeping a just society, is all the halachas of Bez Din might apply, if it's nothing to do with specific Jewish halacha, but it's to be fair, so this could apply to dinim as well. Okay, so it could be one of the Sheva Mitzvahs. We'll stop here, and we will continue.